You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. I'm Neil.
And I'm Chloe.
And we're here with...
Assisted Living.
Nice to see you all. Can you please introduce yourselves, name and instrument?
I'm Drew, I play guitar.
I'm Mike, I play bass.
Shane, I play guitar and sing.
I'm Dylan, and I play drums.
Yay! So you just finished performing at WTSR Underground. How was it?
It was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah. Really cool.
It brought me back to, to that time I was at WTSR Underground with the boys and the whole class. No, it was fun. It's like cool to see like a bunch of students like doing like practical like AV work and just being a part of that.
Glad you guys enjoyed it. Could you tell us a little bit how your band formed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dive deep into the lore here. How should we do this?
I feel like you're pretty good with the lore.
All right. All started when?
I figured this out. I'm gonna give you a lead in, okay?
Okay, give me a lead in.
All right, I just totally rescinded what I, like, there the ball. So I think all of us have, like, well, Mike's the virgin, which is funny because he just became a father. But as far as being in a band, right?
No, he was in one band. You were in a band,
in high school.
Okay, but like Dylan, Drew, and I've been in bands like on and off like since our early 20s, with some stints of working class hellscapes, you know, that get in the way of being in a band or playing music regularly. Yeah, lore.
Yeah, so I guess a bunch of us, three out of the four of us met through work. We all worked together, and then Dylan came into our lives through a mutual friend. And at the time, it was like a couple of years ago. Three years ago, I was playing in two bands in Philadelphia, based out of Philly, with a bunch of friends. And Shane joined one of those bands.
Nixie.
Yes. And then we basically, that band went through a bunch of changes. And we both kind of left that project and we're kind of itching to start something new. I'd always been like a guitar player in a band, and I always wanted to try my hand at writing songs, but through years of struggling with imposter syndrome and insecurity, never did. And I guess after we left our previous projects, it just felt like a really good opportunity to start something new where, the idea of the project was like we all write together as a band. So I guess that's the short story.
Yeah.
Sorry for slamming the table.
No, you're good. Jeez,
why are you so
actually,
angry?
That kind of leads into my next question, which is how do you write your songs? What's that process look like?
Yes, absolutely. we try to like do things differently than in other bands we've been in the past, which is like, it's very common where there's like a ringleader of like one person's like, these are my songs, I want you to play them. And we were trying to get away from that and have it be like more like collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
The first album is coming, which is our first full length that came out last year, is like a good mix of like, there's songs that I started writing by myself years ago, and stuff that Drew kind of had like just sitting, out for a long time. And then we'd bring them to each other. Then the whole band would be like, I really like that part, but what if I do this? Or what if it had just started like taking shape that way? Like, there's a song that I wrote that Drew wrote the vocals for and like the solo for. And there's a song that he wrote that I wrote the lyrics for and wrote the solo for. And it just kind of,
Everything's on the table and everybody, we try to use the hive mind to like
Yeah.
You know, what some person, there's usually like a starting point, whether it's just like a riff or a chord progression or whatever, and then we bring it to everybody and we all kind of just get together as regularly as we can and keep playing around until, you know, we find something that we really like, and then just kind of go from there.
Yeah, was it like Big Nuts, you just had the first two chords.
Yeah,
I just and then the one, I just and then the four part. Of us like wrote that whole song in like 3 hours.
Yeah,
wow. It's just like, and I feel like the most interesting stuff we do is the stuff where it's more collaborative.
Yeah,
it's the general rule is that we're not in charge; the song is.
Yeah,
it's whatever the song wants, not what we want.
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah. So, could you tell us a little bit about the favorite song that you have made?
That's easy. The favorite song is whatever is the newest one we wrote.
Yeah, generally.
And I feel like as long as that keeps happening, that like we're just staying excited about whatever we're doing, then we're on the right track. Yeah.
Nice.
And that's like a boring answer, but.
Yeah, I agree with that.
How about your band name, Assisted Living? How did you decide on that?
I've like for years just kept like a note thing on my phone for like song titles or like band names or just puns and things. And I had Assisted Living like for years because it was like, I always like kind of like those like band names that are something like mundane,
mm-hmm.
like an everyday like word or phrase that like takes on new meaning. And if I want to be like really pedantic about it, like I could say that like, music is a form of assisted living, like whatever gets you through the day,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
you know, like, you know, whether it's art and music or drugs or family or friends. And like, here, it's like our band. This is like our little community, you know, our little chosen family. Like that's the assisted living. It's also completely on Googleable, which is a regretful mistake, but people seem to be a fan of the name, so it's, you know.
Are there any main musical influences you guys have that you like to incorporate into your music?
Yeah, I think that everyone kind of, like, we're all into similar stuff, but then everyone has their own, like, kind of unique, like, tastes and branching paths. But, like, you know, we're one of those bands where I think, like we make the type of music that we enjoy. It's not like you know, you hear like so many people be like you know, like some shoegaze band being like, I only like classic rock, this is just what comes out. But we're not like that. We are, you know, Sonic Youth I think is a really big influence and inspiration. Like, I don't know, all the Who else do we like?
We like everything.
Yeah.
We like everything cool. There's like a really big like Venn diagram, right?
Yeah.
Like
everything cool.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's an ongoing
Rush.
There's a running
Shane
joke.
Likes Rush.
There's a running joke, I guess, that like I love Rush, which just isn't true. But I did have a huge like kind of like Chicago, like 90s Chicago rock, math rock phase in like when I was like a teen and in my early 20s. Which doesn't really come out in our music. I feel like as I've gotten older, I just want to like play things that are slower, which is,
yeah.
I think it's like, because we have more of the attention span, you know, it's like the world is just becoming so much busier that it's nice to just like live in a part for a while and like not have to think.
Yeah.
So I think there's like, because we talk about like the slow core stuff, like Deadhead.
Yeah.
I know like Duster has had like a really big comeuppance, but.
But also, like, then there's, like, you know, three out of the four of us are big Deadheads, so
nice.
We like the Grateful Dead a lot.
I don't get it.
Like, you know, there is a lot of classic rock that comes up.
How would you describe your sound to someone who hasn't heard your music before?
The hardest question of all.
I know. It's like, yeah, because you get asked that fairly frequently being in a band, and, like, I'm always, like, curious of, like, what other musicians or other bands say about us. Maybe because, like, that's, like, oh, like the guys that have really good taste like our music. Because, like, I don't know. Like, you know, we're, like, of the age that, like, my parents were, like, really into grunge. Like, I'm a 90s kid, so, like, alternative rock is just what has always been, like, a significant portion of, like,
college rock.
No. I mean, isn't that technically, like, R.E.M.?
Compared to Polvo and...
Which I love that band, but I don't hear it.
Yeah.
Because I've been, like, trying to...
hear it a little bit.
Because they're so, like... I say, like they're kind of, like, mathy.
Yeah. They're better at playing
guitar
than
math.
Which is a lot of weird tunings and, like, you know, a lot of, like, odd, like, time signature shifts. But I'm, like, cool, because, like, Polvo, I think, was a band that, like, fit in a realm with a lot of bands, but they're, like, very, like, they never, like, committed to, like, one thing. I feel like they were a band that just played whatever they felt like.
Totally.
It's just, like, I don't know. We're definitely not shoegaze.
Yeah, we're not a shoegaze.
We're just not a shoegaze band.
You guys are, like, noisier, but you're not
shoegaze adjacent.
Right. When I was listening to you guys, I was thinking that you guys were relatively similar to, like, Hum.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We've gotten that comparison before.
Yeah.
Too.
Our friend Joe, who runs Pleasure Tone DIY in Reading, he said that we're Hum, but, like, early Hum.
Yeah. That's
good Hum, I mean. He clarified. Yeah. He said that. I would never say that.
I think all Hum is good Hum.
Yeah.
For sure. So how do you think your music has evolved over time?
It is, it's stretching and changing. I guess we should state, going back to the band forming question, we originally started this band with a homie who left and moved to New Orleans, our buddy Jesse. And so, like, he was with us for the making of the first record, and then, like, basically by the time that came out, he had moved away, and Mike joined with us. And I think that, like, just switching up even just one member has already, like, brought a, like, new sound, a kind of new perspective on everything. I don't know. I think we're like getting more comfortable and like settling in a little bit more, and which I think is just like I don't know how to articulate how it's evolving, but it feels like it's kind of
I feel like the sandbox just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah.
Is that a bunch of the songs on, like, the full length is coming is, like a couple of those, like, I started writing, like, over 5 years ago, and then they just kind of, like, sat. Like, I needed other brains and other, like point of views to finish them. But I feel like a bunch of the stuff that we're working on now is, like, now. I feel like the more that we, like, keep playing, the more we realize that there aren't any rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I keep just, like, everyone are, like... The next full length is going to have, like, I feel like the most fragile, beautiful stuff, and then the most, like, gnarly stuff, too.
We're just trying to get to our world music record.
Yeah. The rule is, I think, like, you have to make three.
You just evolve until you make your world music record.
We're just trying to get to that fourth album that's, like, all world beat. But, we forgot, man. So, we're a reggae spy band.
Yes, yeah. Reggae spy music.
Reggae spy music is what we're trying to corner the market on. Yes.
Of course, right.
It's a hard code to crack, but, like,
we'll get there.
We're here for it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So similarly, what do you guys think the future of your music looks like? Any upcoming events or shows, or what direction are you planning on bringing your music?
We just released two new songs that we just played, came out on a compilation
this weekend. Shadow dropped
yesterday,
online,
I think.
Yeah. Through Strange Mono.
Our homies record label, Strange Mono. And it's like they're a charity label.
Based in Philly.
Based out of Philadelphia. And we released a compilation that's with like there's four bands total, three of our other like favorite local-ish bands, Bruisebath, Duluth, and Droopies. We each contributed two songs I guess what started out as a split and ended up as a compilation, and that'll be, you know, raising money for a charity organization. And the release show is going to be October 3rd at Thunderbird Hall in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Friday, October 3rd. And it's like, it's a benefit show. So we're like, all the tape sales and all the door and stuff we're donating to this organization called Buy Tumal, B-A-I-T-U-L-M-A-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of like emergency relief and just like world changing stuff, like all over the world. And like their whole thing is that it's not bound to like any sect or religion. They just mm-hmm. go help where help is needed, whether it's education or clean water or like emergency relief. But they're doing a lot of stuff in like Lebanon and in Gaza right now, or trying to, as well as I think like a lot of work in West Africa. Yeah, we had a friend like help us vet that organization as like a place that's legit and worthy of like sending money to.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Other than that, like, things are kind of quiet for the rest of the year, but Drew just moved and has been building a studio.
Yes.
In his house, which is now our, like, we were kind of without a practice space for a few months, but we knew that that was, mm-hmm. this is end game. This is like, yeah. Like what, like 18-year-old dude's dream.
Yeah.
To have like the soundproof room in the house.
Trying to just get set up to be able to do this like you know, as sustainably as possible for as long as we can.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, I'm gonna give you guys a moment to promote yourselves. Tell us where you can find us on streaming or anywhere else, social media.
Yeah. I guess, you know, check out our stuff on Bandcamp. You can find all of our stuff on either the Strange Mono Bandcamp page or our own, which I believe is Assisted Living, PHL.
PHL, Papa Hotel Lima for Philadelphia.
Because, Bandcamp.
As I said before, you Google Assisted Living and you're probably not. There's a cover band outside Boston that has assistedlivingtheband.com. That is not us.
Yeah.
But like,
still pretty good though.
They're still pretty good. No shade there.
Check them out.
They got like 30 members. Just crazy.
No,
but, yeah. So that's not us.
Cover band from Boston.
Like, you know, like through our like Linktree, like we're on all the streamers and stuff.
Yes, it's Assisted Living PHL. We will not be on Spotify. We're making that, no more Spotify.
No more. The first album will stay on Spotify, but like this compilation that the new songs are on, with it being for charity, we're not going to release those songs outside of that until the tapes are gone.
Yeah.
But you can listen to them on the Strange Mono Bandcamp, and all the other bands are awesome. Dan, the CEO of this tape label, basically made it like a mixtape, and it just has a really cool flow to it.
Yeah,
that's between awesome. Four bands. I mean, otherwise, like, yeah, it's just, we have the October 3rd show at Thunderbird Hall, which is promoting that tape release, which is in like Port Fishington, like north of Fishtown in Philly. Yeah, what else are we promoting? It's gonna be a winter of writing for us.
Yeah, we're just gonna try and hunker down over the winter and work on our next record.
Come real correct next spring and winter. Proof of concept, we recorded one bonus track for the vinyl release of our full length that came out last year at like the new studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't suck, so like we're gonna keep recording there.
Yes.
Ourselves. Sweet. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here. This was really, really cool. Cool interview. I could hear from the other room. I didn't bring earplugs, so I was afraid of hurting my ears, so I didn't go in the room. But you sounded amazing.
Awesome. Thank you.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, thank you for being here. It was a joy to have you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Of course.
Pleasure's ours.
Yeah. Big promotion. Yeah. Wear earplugs. Go to live shows. Meet people.
Yeah.
Build a community. Wear earplugs.